Log Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with Church Christ Eliza Message on a broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. It's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. Have any question about the lesson, we'll do our best in the Lord Jesus for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you who are listening to us at this 7:01 hour, I thank God for you all who are listening to us far and near. And may the Lord continue to bless you, your family, your loved ones, in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you haven't already, especially those of you that are first-time listeners, the follow button you see on the page here, hey, hit that follow button. And what it's going to do is ask for your email information. And the purpose of that is that whenever we do create a broadcast, you'll be automatically alerted through your email. And even though we are scheduled to come on 7 p.m. nightly, there are times that we may have to do an earlier broadcast. So, hey, hit that follow button. Put in your email information so you can be alerted whenever we do a broadcast. It is another blessed day in Christ here. According to my laptop here, it's 73 degrees here. For the early part of the day, well, the whole day been a beautiful day. Early part of the day, it was a little coolness to it. Even the motor yard, thank God for that, and get that done. And just thanking the Lord for this opportunity that he have given us to share the gospel. People, I'm here to tell you, and I know you guys have heard me say it many times before, and I pray that y'all, you know, I pray that all will heed it. But, I'm going to say this. It's getting more and more and more closer to crunch time. And he said, what do you mean? Well, Lord said to say I may be doing a broadcast tomorrow as well concerning what Joe Biden, our president, declared tomorrow, which many people celebrated as Easter. From a Christian standpoint, we look at it as a time to and dealing with the resurrection, even though we don't know the exact day per se. But our Lord tells us to honor the first day of the week, or to, you know, come together on the first day of the week, which is considered Sunday, in respect to the resurrection. So we are to not just really pick one day as said to be Easter to honor in respect to the resurrection, but especially every first day of the week. Amen. But here's the thing that I'm looking at. What, let's say, many in this nation would consider Easter Day as being the day of the resurrection. Our president says it's the day of transgender visibility. Okay. Now, you know, Lord said the same. I'll talk more on this maybe tomorrow if the Lord said the same and giving me to do this. But there's another thing behind this, people, that, you know, I pray that many of you are to see. But my point is I want to say to this today, it's coming more and more to crunch time. And what I mean by that is that things are said and being done where it's going to bring you more to the forefront of you declaring your stance, okay? Now, you know, some of you are thinking that, hey, Jesus will take care of everything. I ain't got to do nothing. Well, that's not necessarily so, okay? That's not necessarily so because you're going to be approached of concerning your belief. Now, some of you, it may not have even happened yet. And in your mind, you're thinking, it'll be all right. I ain't got to worry about it. The Lord will take care of it. I'm going to tell you something. You being saved doesn't exempt you from being addressed. Remember, the Lord talks to us about what? Trials and tribulation. Okay? And in those trials, you're going to be addressed concerning your stance of faith. People, listen. It's going to happen. Okay? It's going to happen. And some of you who, when you have come to that moment, you have fled. Let's be honest. You have fled. You try to dodge the question. You try to go the other way. So and that may have, quote, seemed to have worked for you for a while. But I'm here to tell you, sure as my name is Nathaniel Hunt, that you're going to be addressed concerning your faith and your stance concerning these things that's coming up. Because what I'm telling you is that the basic overall centerpiece, the center theme, what these certain laws being made and the declaration of like what the president declared Friday and all that, really is centered at fighting Christianity. I'm telling you right now, because all these other religions are going to come together. Understand this, all these other religions, all these other cults, all of them is going to come together. You got a lot of organizations who believe in making all one together as one, okay? You got the Masonic Order who reads all different books. You know, people say, well, they read the Bible, but they ain't the Bible is not the only book they got in that building, people. They read books from the Hindus and all that stuff. So the Bible's not the only book. But what I'm telling you is that I see it even the more on the rise. I see even the more where that this is what it's shaping up to, people. And even though America is a choice land picked out by God, she's going to have to be cleansed. She's going to have to be cleansed because why? She has gotten away from the foundation of Christ. Plain and simple. And there are laws that she are justifying and using, and these are much against what the Lord or the Word of God says. And so now America is taking even bolder in what she has been doing with her leaders. Her leaders are declaring things that God has called abominable or, you know, sinful, and go around telling people it's okay, like they are the ultimate authority, you know. And don't get me wrong, we ought to respect authority to a degree. Now, you got to understand, and I want y'all to say this with me, everything has a boundary. Everything has a boundary, okay? And sometimes we as people we act like we don't understand that, we forget it or something, and we think we're supposed to honor in everything, including that which is sinful. And you find out nowhere in Scripture, okay? Nowhere in Scripture. You find out nowhere in Scripture where you have to honor sinful things, okay? Amen. You don't find that in Scripture. See, when you got leadership trying to get you to honor sinful things, you have a right. And in this right, the Lord Jesus will back you up. You have a right to say, I'm not going to honor that. And you will have the backup of Christ. Now, Christ don't want us just being rebellious, just all out rebellious per se, with no right cause against those in leadership. Now, he ain't for that because he tell you about, you know, respecting leadership. But however, even the Lord, who is the ultimate lawmaker, even the Lord concerning leadership tells you that there is a boundary. Even the Lord tell you that there's a boundary, okay? Amen. I mean, wow. And these laws, these declaration by leadership, that is against the law of God. Now we got to remember, the ultimate authority is Christ. Don't forget that. The ultimate authority is Christ. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. He didn't say all power was given unto humans. He didn't say that. All power is given unto me. That's what the Lord said in Matthew 28. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. So he is the ultimate authority. So if I'm doing something that Christ supports, that's the best support you can have, okay? That's the best backup you can have. So when you got even leaders who are calling on you to honor something that is that what God says. Now, get this. Let me put that in there. The one and true living God says that is sinful or abominable, then by all means, you have a right to say, I'm not going to honor that. Hallelujah. You got a right to say, I'm not going to honor that. Amen. And see, that's why I say, and I see this thing, even for myself personally, that I have to get closer to the Lord because people, it's crunch time. It's coming. It's already, we already in the midst of like crunch time, but I'm talking about to the point where it's going to get more and more intense, and I can see it. I can see it. I can sense it. Okay? Because you're going to be flat out asked to honor stuff that you know that Jesus said is sin or abomination. Listen, it's not going to be stuff that's going to escape you like, well, I don't really know. Should I do this? No, you're going to be addressed. You're going to be addressed to honor things that the Word of God said is sinful or iniquity or abomination. Period. And as a proclaiming believer, you're going to have to make a proclamation or to whoever is addressing you to honor such a thing. Amen. Because see, some of you as professing Christians, for some reason think that this type of thing won't come your way. You thinking that, well, I ain't got to worry about this. I ain't got to think about this. And if any little thing happens, God will take care of it. And so when you are even about to be confronted with such a thing, you have found yourself running and hiding, escaping, trying to say little stuff to try to call yourself, de-escalate the situation. You have, and I'm being real with you, people. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being real because I can see what even some people that claims to be a believer per se, and I say claim it to me, and I'm going to put it that way, claim it to me because they know I'm a minister and I'm saved, they find it easier to say it to me, but really won't have a stance when it comes to other people. And when I talk about other people, I'm talking about other people that are saved. I mean, not saved, excuse me. They don't find it, so they either talk around it, don't address it, you know. Amen. You know, and I've seen with some where they have been addressed with something, quote, sinful, and they have just played along. And these are some of the same ones that claim to be of the Lord, okay? They have played along with it. They, you know, went ahead and just and played along. God bless you, sister. How you doing?
Blessed of the Lord. Blessed of the Lord, brother. How you all doing?
I'm blessed. Good to hear from you, sister. Thank God for you. And I was just telling the people today, Lord said the same. I might do a broadcast on it tomorrow. But talking about, too, what our President Joe Biden has declared tomorrow to be, he said he wanted to declare it to be Transgender Visibility Day. So this thing it's a bigger thing than what people think of what is being done. Because the whole thing about it, when you look at it, is to anything that is said along that day to try to honor Christ, we want to get rid of it. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We want to take away any honoring of Jesus Christ. God bless you, Sister Helen. How you doing?
God bless.
Amen. So I'm telling the believers that it's coming more crunch time, that you're going to have to, on a personal level, make your proclamation of where you stand, okay, in your faith. Because these things that they're doing is straight out fighting against the beliefs of Jesus Christ. It's no doubt. It's straight out fighting, and you have some that proclaiming to be Christians. You know, whenever they find a little confrontation, they running and hiding or ducking or trying to speak around it or something like that, or call themselves speaking a certain way to try to de-escalate the situation. But I'm here to tell you that as a Christian, to those of you that's listening, you're not going to be able to dodge it. At some point, if it ain't happened, hold on, you're going to be addressed concerning your faith. You're going to be addressed concerning your stance. You're going to be addressed when they want to steal something and want to get you involved, okay? You're going to have to address not just saying just stealing wrong, but you're going to have to address that, hey, my Lord Jesus said that's a sin, and I'm not going to support it. You know, you're going to have to make a proclamation about your stance in Christ and your faith. And you're not going to continue to dodge it, because we have some that claim to be Christians. They've been trying to dodge confrontation, okay? If you're in Christ, you're going to face some kind of confrontation, okay? Amen. You're going to face it, whether it's family members, associates, friends, or whoever. You're going to be facing a confrontation. And here's the thing. Everybody's not going to be accepting you saying something about Jesus is not for it. Okay? So if you think, too, by you telling everybody that, well, you know, Jesus ain't for it and I'm not for it, and like they're going to say, really? Oh, okay. I like to agree with you. No. You know, everybody ain't going to do that. I'm sorry.
Amen.
But that shouldn't stop you for your stance, you know. And it's coming to crunch time, people. And I can sense it. I can see it, what they're doing, even in this nation alone, the laws they're coming up with. And like I said, for our president to make this declaration, and, you know, I have read the article, too. I have seen it. Another brother in Christ did a video on it. I have read some of the article, what Joe Biden said, and he wants us to honor all the transgenders, you know, on tomorrow. He wanted to make it Transgender Visibility Day, okay? Hmm. So, I mean, wow. And, you know, some of this stuff, especially pushed along because why? Because believers have been hid. And when I mean believers, I'm talking about the majority, so much of the those that profess in Christ. You have a few out there that is standing, okay, that is making their voice known, okay? But the church in general as a whole, I'm talking about the body as a whole, been silent. And so they're passing these laws, and they're saying these things, and they're saying, okay, where the Christian church at? And they don't hear nothing from us. They don't hear nothing from them. And they say, oh, well, we got them. We got them on the run. Well, in a sense, it's true. You know, the church is that, well, I'm just scared that they're going to take our church tax exempt. I said, well, they sure may do that. Okay. I said, they sure may do that. Okay. But does that stop your stance for Christ? That's the key thing. Will that stop your stance? Thank God for you sisters on the broadcast here. Amen. And we got 40 minutes left, so I want to give you two sisters the opportunity to speak or whatever God has given unto you all.
Yeah. Well, God bless. And sister, I'm going to let you take over. I just literally walked in the door and tried to get on, you know, so I'm going to.
Amen.
Okay.
I just thank the Lord, you know, for the broadcast. I was listening in, you know, for a while. And so I just truly thank the Lord for the word, you know, that go forth, you know, over the broadcast. And, you know, like Brother Nathaniel was saying, you know, like this here really is a time of haste. You know,
yes,
to get in a hurry, you know, in the things that the Lord, you know, is calling us to. And, you know, and that we facing some critical times, you know,
yes,
right now on the earth, you know, in the government, mostly, you know, in everything, everywhere. And so I just truly thank the Lord for his word. And, you know, and I just want to read the first three articles of faith and practice. The Lord been having me reading that. And, you know, and so I just been, you know, just reading and, you know, going over those first three articles of faith, you know, practice in the word of the Lord. And so we believe
Amen.
In God, the eternal, only is supreme, creator of the universe, ruler and judge of all, unchangeable
yeah.
and without respect of person. We believe
Hallelujah.
In Jesus Christ, the manifestation
mm-hmm.
of God in flesh, who lived,
yeah.
suffered, and died for all mankind, whom we
mm.
own as our only leader, witness, and commander. We believe
yeah.
in the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the comforter,
yeah.
which searches
yeah.
the deep things of God, bring to our mind things which are past, reveal things to come, and is the media by which we receive the revelation of Jesus Christ. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, and we do the Church of Christ with the Elijah message. We do believe, you know, in the Lord, you know, of Jesus Christ. And he is
Amen.
Our only leader, our commander. And you know what? I just truly thank the Lord, you know, for this word and for sending the angel, you know, with this last cry, which is the midnight
yeah.
cry, you know, for mankind
Hallelujah.
Everywhere. And if you, excuse me, was to read the word of the Lord and look at the things that are happening today, this word
yeah.
is being fulfilled right before our face.
Yes,
and
it
you
is.
Know,
yeah.
In all of these great changes, you know, that is taking place, you know, right now, you know, it is being fulfilled. And the purpose that the Lord sent the angel with this message, this here's our extra oil, you know, that
yeah.
we need to stand. That these are the things that he is revealing to us that is coming to pass and that have
yeah.
come to pass. And, you know, and that we should be able to shape our lives by this
mm-hmm.
word, you know, that he
Amen.
Brings. And you know what? And I just truly thank the Lord, you know, for the word and the things that he revealing and how he beginning to change hearts. And how he beginning to change minds. And, you know, and how he wants to lead us and guide us by his Holy Spirit. You know, even as he did the children of Israel. And, you know, and how he led them. And, you know, and as they were led and they followed, they did not go wrong. But when they
mm, yeah.
start not hearing and listening,
yeah.
you know, to the voice of the Lord, then that's when trouble, you know, begin to arise. And he wants to lead and guide us today with that same
yeah.
Holy Spirit. You know,
Amen.
Even though he had pockets like Moses now, with to go before the Lord and hear the Lord and hear the Lord speak and then the things that he wanted them to do. He want to lead us that way right now.
Amen.
Because
yeah.
he is the same God, and he don't change.
He
never
changes.
To come before his throne and ask him and listen to him. And you know what? And he want to lead us and guide us. And you know, and I was thinking about the other day how the Lord was telling his people to go to the land that, you know, that when these trying times come, that they might be able to worship the Lord their God in peace. And you know what? And the Lord want to lead us to that place.
Amen.
He want us to hear him where he tell us to go. Not where we want to go, but where
mm-hmm.
he want us to go. And that's
Amen.
The way that, you know, that he did, you know, with Moses, you know, and Aaron them, or, you know, are leading the children, you know, and, you know, to the promised land. And, you know, and I just truly thank the Lord, you know, for his precious word, you know, that goes forth, you know, from all over everywhere. And I just truly thank him. Amen.
Amen. Yes. I truly, truly thank the Lord, and I praise him, and I give glory and honor unto him. You know, I was sitting, you know, like at the hospital, and I carry, well, I keep a Bible out there, but I carry my word in the Lord back and forth because I have lots of Bibles at home. So I carry my word of the Lord back and forth every day, and when I'm not busy trying to, you know, do something, and because I do for my husband. I don't need a nurse. I do it myself. So I think and I pray to the Lord, and I was sitting and I was thinking, you know, and there's a question that we should be asking ourselves. If we really, do we really, truly believe that we are in the last days, you know, you can sit and you can, you know, like watch people. Sometimes when I'm at different places, I like to watch people, you know, and it's like what they're doing and their movement and how they think, you know. And, I mean, even their, the things that they do and their expression and everything, it tells you. And then you can talk to them. They really don't believe that we are in the last days. But, you know, I think, as the sister was saying, you know, how Jesus, you know, if we don't, you know, like get another blessing, we are blessed to know that Jesus is sending his messenger, that he's sending him with that last warning. And, you know, the Bible talks about that midnight cry. And, you know, when people think about it, think about the midnight cry. The midnight cry is that midnight, that last hour in that day. After that hour is passed, that day is gone. You can't get it back anymore. And I just think and I praise the Lord because this word, this angel's message, time by the hand of an angel, you know, I just thank the Lord for it because it is an awakening. And I am not worshiping the messenger. I'm worshiping Christ Jesus. I'm worshiping my Lord Savior for sending him because he is our director. And as the sister was saying about how the Lord spoke about going to the land, you know, this this midnight cry and this last warning, it's just like, you know, taking you by your hand and saying, you know, if that you are praying and if you are believing and if you've sought the Lord on this, you know, it's just like he's taking you by your hand and leading you, you know, because the commandment, this word, when it comes, these 120 messages, you know, it's in the word where it says, as I speak to one, I speak to all. And even the Bible, it's a commandment. It's for all. It is for everybody. Amen. And no one is left out. And, you know, I don't have to say, you know, I'm going to say some churches, you know, they do not recognize the women. But you know what? That's taken away from the word because the word is all. And, you know, just because you have pigment in your skin, that doesn't leave you out because you are dark skinned if you are white. And to be honest, you know what? The only time I've seen a white person, they was albino. And but it's whether you are albino or whether you're recognizing yourself as white or Latino, I don't care what you call yourself, this message is for all. So I would hope and I would pray that if anybody presents you with it, don't just not accept it, just, you know, a lot of people, they don't want to receive it from you to begin with. And then secondly, even if they take it from you, some of them, they would go and throw it in the first garbage can that they get to. But I tell you one thing, when you throw this message of the Lord Jesus Christ in a garbage can, you throw it away, or you ignores it, you know, you are throwing away your lifeline. You're truly throwing away your lifeline because this is a book of instructions to tell us, now we are right now. We are in the middle right now of you know, all of these these things that are coming to pass, as the sister was talking about, you know, and we are in, look around. Even the brother was talking about President Biden. Look around. We're in Solomon Gomez Day. Look around. All the things that are going on now was going on. And if you read the scripture, you would see that they were going on back in those days. And then on top of that, I'm going to say our president is supposed to be Catholic. And, you know, it's stuck in my mind that on the day of his inauguration or whatever, he wanted to put his hand on his family Bible. He did not use the Bible they had. He wanted to put his hand on his family Bible. That Bible was locked in a wooden case, and they never took it out of that case. They just took the lock off it and opened the lid, and he placed his hand on it. He could have been placing his hand on anything because they never took it out of the box. But I think and I praise the Lord that we don't have to follow President Biden. I thank God that he suffered. He died for me. And I thank God that he suffered for me to be born in the United States of America, you know. And I thank God, you know, the Lord said the more blessed are we, that if we would get out and if we would work, than those that hear the word, you know. It's better for you to hear the word, but then you have to have action that come behind that word and go out and share it. You have to share this word and take this word instead of just hearing the word and you sit in there. You know, it's the scripture in the word of the Lord that talks about for some, the grace period has passed for some. Yes. And that's terrible. And I just pray and hope that, you know, that does not happen to me, because I tell you, the sword separates us from God. Some are close to God, but then there's some that are far off, and Christ is not going to take second place in our lives. And I thank God for it, because I want him to be my master and my leader, my commandment. I want him to be right. And I thank God, because, you know, I was reading over in Romans. It talks about in Romans about, you know, walking with the Lord. Romans 6:6, knowing this, that our old man crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So if we confess in Christ Jesus in our life, old man, you know, when we read in the scripture that a lot of people are confused over baptism, but it talks about, you know, the old body, the entire body, the whole body, not a sprinkling, but the entire body goes down into the water and come up crucified with Christ. The old man dies, you know. And I just thinking, and I praise the Lord, because this, you know, a lot of people want to say we have the Bible and we don't need any more, but I tell you one thing, this Bible has our daily, if we want to have something to follow, you know, the instructions on a day-to-day basis, all we have to do is pick up this book. Because it is instructions and commandments that will keep us and have something for us to follow daily. If we would read it, then we can refer back to it, you know. And I think and I praise the Lord that when he said in Matthew, for Jesus, he taught his disciples. He taught them, and he ordained them to go forth and heal all manner of sicknesses and diseases. And I hold on to that, because that's what the devil is using on everybody now. He's trying to use something, type of sickness or something on the people, because he's trying to put it up on this old flesh. That's why we have to let this old flesh die. It got to die. And, you know, it's just like I had read where these people, and matter of fact, they was in Africa, and they went into this camp, and the people was running. They were going in, and there were people running towards them going out, and they was trying to ask them what's going on. And they were saying, you know, about my parents and these and this. They are dead. And they said, well, show me where they are. They didn't even want to show, you know, these missionaries where the bodies was. And because they were saying that, you know, they could catch what they had. And they went there and prayed. And these people, it was two missionaries, a husband and wife couple, and they did not know how to read. But I tell you one thing, The Spirit of the Lord Jesus and the fire and the Holy Ghost came up on them, and they went in there, and they went into this hut where these people was dead, and they had this disease that they could catch. And they went in there and prayed for them, and they rose up. And I thank and I praise God, because, you know, that fire and the, you know what, I thank the Lord when it talks about that fire and the Holy Ghost. Fire. You know, and that fire come up on you, you know, fire would burn everything up. A fire would burn, you know, any type of, you get something and it might be, I'm just going to say, that's just like when COVID was out, wash down everything, you know, disinfect everything. Put some fire on it, it would have destroyed whatever was on it. It would, that fire would destroy. And, you know, that's the way the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Ghost and fire of the Lord Jesus Christ, it will burn it up. It will burn it up. And I tell you, and I'm not, as again, I would say, I'm not worshiping in John the Baptist, but I'm worshiping in the Lord Jesus Christ and his holiness, and that he lived and that he suffered. And when he was walking this earth and the things that he went through and the things that he suffered them for us. Now that he went away and he said that, they said, even the angel said, the same Jesus in which you see going away, is he going to come back? All right, now we better be ready and be prepared, because he's coming back again. And we better be, you know, he left those instructions for us when he went away. And we better be preparing ourselves using the instructions, using the revelations, using the commandments that he left for us. And it is in the word. That's why we have to have this word planted down in us. And, you know, when you're sitting and you're thinking on the Lord Jesus and you're thinking about the word, and I'm thinking, you know, it's a lot of reasons why we better have this word planted down on the inside of us.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
When these things happen, you can't, you know, the scripture tells us, you know, it's a place in the scripture that tells us. I don't remember exactly where it is. About, you know, your children. You know what? I have nothing against anybody with little children, but I'm glad I don't have any, because of the things that are on the earth and the things that are coming up on the earth. And when that devil, when he gets the raging even more, he's raging now, but when he gets the raging even more, you are going to have to run with your baby. And you cannot be running trying to read the Bible. You better have that word down on the inside of you. And I thank you, and I praise the Lord for it, you know. And I think, again, that the Lord said that this message is for everybody, for all kinds. And don't leave the women out, because even the word even say, you know, that the commandment is for all to go out. And to go out in the fields, and for the women to go from house to house and from door to door, and men in the field. No. You know, the blessed are those that do the work, you know, and those that just hear the word. So that right there, it's a message in that, because you can know all of the word there is. You know, I've heard people say, I've read the Bible from front to back and from back to front, the whole, from cover to cover. Thank God for you that you have done that. But the word says, blessed is he that go and work, not just hear the word, but you have to go out and have some action behind that word. And I thank him, and I praise the Lord today. I thank him because he is good. And, you know, I thank him that over the years that the Lord have gotten me in a place, and I thank him for it, that so far, and I'm only saying so far, because, you know, people like to jump on things, that the Lord have kept me through it all. And I am in a place where when I sought the Lord regarding whether this angel's message was true, I thank and I praise him that the witnesses, and I said the witnesses because he gave me more than one, that it let me know that I have no place else to go. If I leave this work, I have no place to go. And the witness is that he let me know that this is true. It is true. And I cannot deny it. And I thank and I praise the Lord for it, because the devil is a lie. And I'm going to say it again, and I don't know who's all listening, but I'm going to tell you, the devil is working day and night. He does not sleep. He is on his job. The devil is on his job, and his job is to rob, to steal, and to kill, and he is on his job. And I thank Jesus that he proved his love by laying down his life for me.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank the Lord for our sisters here giving the word of God. I pray that all you were listening really tuned in to what they was telling and giving unto you, because it's an important time now. We don't come on the broadcast to take up an hour of your time, you know, just saying things. This is real. And we have been commissioned by Jesus to give you guys the word of God, okay? And we know that the things that, you know, we'll be facing from the enemy, but, hey, you have to weigh it. And I look at it that the reward that Jesus has for me for standing on his word, giving his word, doing what he had me to do, will outweigh the trouble that I will face from doing what he wants to do.
Amen.
Now, as a Christian, if you don't see that, then you're not going to stand. I'm just going to tell you now, because, you know, if you seeing what you're going through is greater than what Christ can reward you on, then you won't stand. You know, it's just simple as that. You know, you have to, you know, the word said that not only did Abraham, you know, hear of the promises, but he judged that the Lord was able to perform that which he promised him he would do.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just Abraham knowing God said what he said, but he believed that God was able to do what he said he was going to do. And so if you have heard of the promises of God and heard what God said that he will restore, he would do this and do that, if you don't believe that he's able to do what he says he's going to do and that what he rewards you with will outweigh your trouble, then you won't stand. And I have to say, I see this time as it's unfolding even more.
Yes.
And I say this to the Christians, especially here in America, and I say that specifically because many of our brothers and sisters in the other countries, they have already been experiencing it. Okay? My God, I mean, you know, you just take the women of God alone, as to what Sister Anderson was saying, when many churches be against, you know, the women of God. I see these women of God in the other country who have watched their husbands get killed for the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And then having many children, okay, and I'm not trying to be funny when I'm saying many children, but having many children, they have watched husbands be killed for the gospel. They have watched land be taken from them because of the gospel. And they still going place to place spreading the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
amen.
It's heading this way, people. We in America haven't faced that type. We have faced some kind of persecution here, don't get me wrong, but we haven't faced that level.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? We haven't faced that level. This is why I can understand if a revival of the Lord will break out in the other countries, because they have showed a level of faith in Christ, you know, my God, that through the level of persecution that they have faced and still be able to stand and give the gospel.
Amen.
And we have yet to face that type of persecution. And I say yet because this is why I'm saying this to you all listening. I see where this is going. Not only just what Joe Biden declared, it was even before that, but I see where this thing is going, okay? And some of you
are coming to church service because of other people. You're not coming mm-hmm. for Christ. You're coming because of other people. Some of you are reading your Bibles because of other people. Mm-hmm. Some of you are saying certain things in churches because of other people. Well, what I'm telling you is that what is about to unfold, you're going to have to know Christ personally. And you're not going to be saying what you're saying because of other people. You're going to have to notice yourself, because in the hour that you're going to be approached, okay, because mm-hmm. you're going to be approached, people. If it ain't happened yet, just hold on. You're going to be approached. That hour, you're going to have to know personally who Christ is and what he can do.
Yes.
You're going to have to know that person. It's not, you're not going to be able to stand in that hour based on what somebody else said.
Amen.
Okay? Because it's a different ball game, people.
Yes. Amen.
You know, you can be among a bunch of believers, and you can put on a show like you really believe. But what is it when you're by yourself and you're confronted?
Amen.
Okay. What is it when you're around a bunch of people that ain't believers and you're confronted?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to do things in front of, quote, other believers.
I've
come across people on my job in different places. They are more comfortable talking to me about them being saved. But when it's around, when they're around unbelievers, they get quiet. They get quiet. They won't say anything. And if someone bring it up about being saved, the first thing they do is say, well, I ain't perfect. That's one of their favorite lines. I ain't perfect. Well, mm-hmm. I'm like, I didn't ask you, were you perfect? I asked, were you born again? I didn't ask you, did you not have flaws? I asked you, was you born again? But that line is used to escape making your proclamation, okay? That's what it's used for. This is what we're at the time we're looking at, people. This is the time, like Sister Helen said, the word of the Lord tell you about these things, and you see it happen.
Yeah.
You see it happening. Man, you opening up the word of the Lord, you said, my God, God said this in 1950. Man, it's happening.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, you see it happening, okay? For those of you guys, that's why when I do a broadcast, y'all hear me announcing the word of the Lord, and if you want to get the messages. Because we point y'all to Christ. I'm telling you, take these messages, okay? Read it for yourself. Go to the Lord. Simple as that. Simple as that. That's simple as that. But I guarantee you, if you were to read the messages, you're going to say, wow, this happening, this is going on now. You know?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm.
When you notice that throughout the messages, God keeps talking about repent, be baptized, repent and be baptized.
Yes.
And you say, mm-hmm. well, the Bible says that. Why do we need to say that? Because he's showing you what one of the parts of the foundation that many are supposed mm-hmm. to be in Christendom have gotten off of.
Yeah.
Now you can just join a church. My God, you can go to a church today and just join a church. You ain't gonna really repent. Mm-hmm. You tell them, say, I want to be a member of the church. And guess what? They ain't got to the point. They don't even baptize you no more. They give you a certificate.
Yeah.
They give you a certificate and tell you you're a member of the church. They uh-huh. I'm telling you, the word of the Lord speaks to what's happening. It tells you basically what many of God's people have gotten away from. This is why it being an extra or is stressed on. It says, hey, the Bible, what it's saying is correct. That's what it's stressed on. And it's stressed on those points that many believers are turned away from. People are turned away from repenting. You got pastors mm-hmm. don't even tell
yeah.
people about repenting
mm-hmm.
no more. Because
Amen.
They want you to join their church so bad and be a, quote, member so bad that they don't want to even bring up repentance. Only thing you got to do is tell them, say, hey, listen, I'm looking for a church home. I want to join a church. I think y'all is some pretty nice people I like to join. Well, praise the Lord, brother. And next thing we know, you know, they handed you some paper. What's the paper for? Well, this paper says you are now an honorary member. No repenting, no baptism, nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing at all. You got some of them don't even believe in the laying on of hands, according to Scripture. They don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You can lay hands on the sick and be recovered. Because why? They have saw some so-called pastors in the past play little games. So what they do? Now they laboring everything false. So you talk about, hey, the Bible said lay hands on the sick and you shall recover. They go, yeah, okay, right. We see Benny Hinn do it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, they got away from that. Baptism in the Holy Ghost. Many of them don't even believe concerning that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe. So the word of the Lord speaks to what has become controversial among Christendom, which it shouldn't be, okay, and what many of his people have gotten off of, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I thank God that, you know, to stand in proclaiming this message, does it bring persecution? It sure does. I'm not here to tell you everybody loving this message, everybody ain't loving. Some people, I have people tell me we don't need another message. You know,
mm-hmm.
I had them tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
I had them tell me that what we're preaching is another gospel. Okay?
No.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Seen, yeah.
They'll tell you in a minute, you're preaching another gospel. And then they'll go to Galatians 1 on you. I've come across those things happening. But this is where you got to know what you know. Okay? And you got to know in person.
Amen.
Okay? Amen. So when you, if you are a believer that just know the Bible, and the Bible tell you that there's healing in Christ, well, you got to know that for yourself. So when you come
mm-hmm.
across people say, ain't no such thing as no healing, if the doctor don't say it so, it can't be so. Now, if you don't know this in your heart yourself and believe, okay, then guess what? You're going to go along with them. And sad to say, many so-called believers have gone on with the world. So whatever the world say, you know, the world tell you, say you need to love homosexuality and accept it. You got some that claim to be Christian. They going along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for another blessed
Amen.
Day. Another blessed broadcast. Thank God for the sisters here. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Yes.
For blessing us again on this day.
Yes.
For strengthening us to give this word out, to give the message,
Lord.
To proclaim your doing in these last days. And dear Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for we know that you'll restore all what the canker worm has taken.
Yes.
We know, Lord God, that the blessing that you will give for us, to us for standing on your word and on this work that you are doing, through your angel messenger, dear Elijah, we know it will outweigh and outdo the things that we will suffer because of giving the word. But, Lord, I ask that you make us stronger because, Lord, we can't make it without you. We can't make it without you, Lord God. We need you every day of our lives.
Lord.
And we need you, Lord, that there's sometimes on the journey we get a little weary. Lord God, we get a little tired, Lord God. And sometimes things are coming continuously. But we know, Lord, that as long as you are there and supplying us with the strength that we need, that we can press on and continue on giving out the word that you have commanded us to give.
Amen.
I pray for every heart this day. They have been persecuted because of the word of God, whether they know about this work or whether they're preaching your word from the Bible. I pray for everyone, every believer, every true believer that has been given your word, whether they're a man or woman, and being persecuted because of your word, I pray for them this day. That, Lord God, that you would lift them up, that you would sleep with them in this hour. In this hour, Lord, that they are telling you that they are tired, I pray that you give them strength. In this hour that they're telling you, Lord, that they are confused, I pray that you give them peace. Father, in this hour that they're telling you that they have a need, I pray that you supply it according to your word. Whatever the need may be, Lord, show your hand. Arise, O Lord, over them with your power and show once again who you are. Make every demon and devil tremble in hell. Make every demon and devil flee, Lord God. Let the power of your glory go into every home in the name of Jesus that is uplifting you. Every place that is keeping your standard, let the power of your glory go into that place and let it run out every evil, every sickness, every disease, every infirmity. Let it be burned up by the power of your glory. Send your fire, Lord God, and burn up the works of the adversary in the name of Jesus. Let your name be exalted and lifted among your people again in the name of Jesus, because Lord God, you are worthy to be praised in the name of Jesus, and bless every soul that is asking for a financial blessing this day to give back into your kingdom, I pray that you will release it right now. Let the power of your glory bless them right now in the name of Jesus, that they may sow seed into your kingdom, that they may give to the poor, that they may give to the hungry, that they may clothe the naked, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For, Lord, we know that you are looking for vessels that you can use to do this thing in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray that the faithful will have this finances put into their hands in the name of Jesus and that they may disperse it according to the leading of your Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you today. We pray for every believer that is suffering persecution on their jobs. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray that you show up on that job right now. Show up on that job right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, show your hand right now once again. Show unto them that there's a child of the living God and that there's your son, your daughter, in the name of Jesus. And let those that are being used to persecute them see your glory. Let them see your glory, Lord God. Let them see the power of your hand upon that man, upon that woman right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I pray a special prayer, Lord God, for everyone that comes on this broadcast, giving your word, Father, that is facing even persecution after the giving of your word right now, that is suffering attacks of the enemy right now upon them because they are giving this message. Lord, let the power of your glory surround them. In the name of Jesus, call every demon, every devil, every cohort of the adversary to be run off because the power of your glory being too strong for them. In the name of Jesus, rain down your blessings upon them. Rain spiritual blessings in heavenly places upon them according to your word. In the name of Jesus, let the power of your spirit lead and guide them into all truth, Lord God. In the name of
Jesus, Lord,
cover them in your blood. Send your warring angels to combat the enemy in the heavenlies on their behalf. In the name of Jesus, cover them, spirit, soul, and body today under the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of contention, the spirit of separation, the work of the enemy right now. We bind that devil right now in the name of Jesus. Let that plan be exposed, Lord God. Pull the cover off of it, Lord God. Every hidden act, every hidden work of the adversary to cause the separation contention, let it be exposed. Pull the cover off, Lord God. Pull the blinders off this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For we declare you to be God, and besides you, there is no other. In the name of Jesus, we declare you to be Alpha and Omega according to your word, and besides you, there is no other. In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, the behind that of our sheep, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we
end
this prayer as we pray for our children all across the nation, all across the world. Lord God, we come against every devilish act of the enemy committed against them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, stop the sex trafficking right now. Show your hand, Lord God, and deliver the teenagers, deliver the little children right now who is being sex trafficked across the nation. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, pull the cover off the operation of sex trafficking right now and bring it down, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bring it down and expose it, Lord God, by the power of your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Touch every child, every boy, every girl that was sexually abused, physically abused, verbally abused through this. In the name of Jesus, cause the healing power of God to touch and heal them emotionally, heal them in their mind, heal them in their spirit, heal them completely, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and draw them to you. Send true servants their way, Lord God, to speak the word unto them and witness to them of these true servants in the name of Jesus. For we know their trusting of people have been broken. We know their confidence have been broken. But, Lord God, you are a restorer according to your word. And, Father, we pray for the restoration right now to go up glory.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah,
Lord.
Yeah,
Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Every child has been abandoned, Lord God. Every child has been abandoned by father, by mother, Lord God. I pray for them that are going through orphanage and being abused in the orphan home, Lord. I pray that you surround them with your glory. Protect them, Lord God, for all the sexual and physical and verbal abuse that's been done in the homes against them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit that's trying to lure them to being a transgender. We bind that spirit at work in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit that promotes homosexuality and lesbianism. We bind that spirit that promotes abominable acts in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus.
Bind it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we give you all the glory and honor and praise in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for all you've been listening. Lord, say the same. We will come with another broadcast tomorrow night at 7 p.m. So once again, we love you all. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.